If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. How serious are you about achieving your goals? How serious are you about building your dream life? Success doesn't just happen. It's built by design. If you are truly serious about your goals, you must be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is what we call doing life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that provides you with strategies to help you become the power achiever you were meant to be. I am goal achievement strategist Pat Nelson. It's time to plan, build, get results, and do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is goal achievement strategist Pat Council. Hey, listen, this is Wonderful Wednesday. And if you are in the good old US of A and you are concerned about the government shutdown and you're saying, what's so wonderful about this Wednesday? Well, today we're going to talk about taking control of your life. That's what's wonderful about it. If you are being affected in a big way by the government shutdown, then guess what? This is the time for you to really fully examine your life and the direction that you want to go in such that you can take control. Of course, throughout this year, if you continue to listen to Designing Your Life Today, we will give you some great information on just how to do that. Information, instruction, you name it, you're going to get it. What made me decide to talk about this on this Wonderful Wednesday is two things. First of all, on Wonderful Wednesdays, we talk about relationships, mainly and most importantly, your relationship with yourself. In order for you to have a good relationship or a great relationship with someone else, in order for you to really build the lifestyle that you want and live the life the way you want to, be excited about your life, be happy about your life, be passionate, and have all the abundance there is for you. In order for these things to happen, you must have a good relationship with yourself. You have to position yourself so that you can be in control of your own destiny. The other thing that made me want to talk about it is I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and she was worried about the government shutdown. And she started to complain about the politicians and how they don't know what they're doing. But you know what? I'm not going to comment as to whether they know what they're doing or not, but I will say this. If they don't know whether they know what they're doing or not, most of them are very wealthy, and most of them go home at night in their cushy beds, and they sleep well, and they get up, and for those that have drivers, they get driven to wherever they are, their work, or to Capitol Hill somewhere, and wherever they're going, they have drivers, they have what they need. And I told her, you know what? The smartest thing you can do is put your attention on yourself. This is the time where we can become easily distracted and find ourselves complaining and full of distress about what's going on. When you go into distress, of course, you hear the word stress in there, you're going to be stressed out. That's not going to make your life better. This is the time where you get to find out what you're made of and where you get to kind of see the signs and read the signs of life. One of the signs of life right now is that we must not turn over control of our lives to, well, the government, because these are grown-ups. Okay, telling other grown-ups what to do, namely us. We're the grown-ups. So you want to do what grown-ups do, and you want to come up with a better plan. In other words, if your plan A was the government, then you definitely need a plan B, okay? So that plan B can now kick in and become plan A. Because here's the thing, your success in life, it's yours to give away. And this situation is all about using it to become mentally tough. Now, this is a very short show today, but there are certain key points that I want to share with you before I actually say goodbye for today. Because here's the thing. Now is the time for you to decide that, wait a minute, I don't need to rely on the government to feed me. I don't need to rely on the government to take care of me, because so far they're not doing that great of a job. And this isn't about criticizing them. This is about, in a sense, criticizing the process, if you will. This is about criticizing these rules that really aren't designed to help make our lives better. This is great if you think about it. Doesn't mean you don't feel worried a little bit, have some anxiety. It doesn't mean that you don't feel kind of really badly about what's happened, if especially if you're being affected directly. It doesn't mean that these things aren't happening to you. But what I'm saying to you is, in spite of that, this is where you get to show how tough you really are. This is where you get to make the decision that you are going to finally take control of your own destiny, your own life, and your own success. How do you do that? First of all, you need to make up your mind. You make up your mind by saying, you know what? This is my life, and you decide the kind of life that you want. What is it you truly value for your life? If you've just been working for the government for the sake of a dollar, then you know what? Hey, I'm not here to tell you whether to quit, whether to stay, whether to go, or what to do. That's not my place. You're a grown up. You get to make that decision for yourself. But the point that I am making here is that it's up to you to decide what you value most and to decide if you want to move toward that now that you have that grand opportunity. You know, in every unpleasant thing that happens, the opposite of that, if we look to the opposite, we will find something great there waiting for us. Believe me, I've been through enough things where I have to bounce back, and I had to bounce back, and I had to pick myself up, and I had to really encourage myself because there was no one else around to encourage me at that time. Well, you know what? If that's you, be encouraged. I'm here to encourage you to be encouraged that you have what it takes, that you can take control of your life. Several years ago, I did a show called Take Control or Be Controlled. And that, in a sense, I'm going to say that was kind of a warning. I did this back in 2016. And where I talked about how important it was for you to pay more attention to your life and pay more attention to the direction that you want your life to go in, and to not be distracted by the small things. You know, meaning sitting around being upset about what didn't happen on a television show and different things like that. Because you know what? Now this is a saying. What is it? This is where the rubber meets the road. That's the saying. So what you want to do is now you have to prove or become mentally tough. So as I said, what does that mean? That means that you want to reinforce certain thoughts. Thought number one, that you are capable of winning. You are capable of being a success, no matter what things look like today. And you want to practice inhibiting, squashing down, tossing out, replacing those unpleasant thoughts that are telling you, hey, you're going to starve. Things are not going to work out for you. The government is never, ever going to get back on its feet or get back going because, hey, you know, Donald Trump has said this could go on forever. He doesn't care. He's saying it can go on for a long time. Guess what? Take the control away from him by taking control of your own life. Because guess what? People who win, they're in control of their lives and they can ride out these kinds of storms. And you say, well, you know what? Right now I am in the storm. But here's the thing. Even when you're in the storm, guess what? You can still maneuver to the point where you come out winning. And that's the thought process that you want to have. You want to pay attention to what's going on in your own mind. Pay attention to what you're listening to. If you are glued to that television and listening to every little political rant on TV or on the radio or on your iPad or anywhere, okay, all your electronic devices, I would encourage you to shut it down for a while. Okay, I'm not telling you not to stay in tune with what's going on, because you kind of need to know, especially if you are a part of what's going on with the government, if a part of your check or all of your monies come from the government. What I'm saying is that when it's time for you to go back to work, you'll know. okay? Because you can kind of tune in and check it out. What I'm saying is don't sit there all day and watch this, all of the negative things that's going on. You need to keep in mind that the media, they really make their monies by being able to get lots of commercials and lots of sponsors, and sponsors put money into different shows based on the numbers of people that watch the show. So here's what I want to tell you, or I want you to think about when you're sitting there watching the news all day. One of the things that you're doing is you are putting lots and lots of money into the pocket of those that own those media outlets. Okay. And those that work for those outlets. It's not about taking money out of their pockets. The point I'm making is, hey, let them make their money, but you want to be sure and make yours. You want to be sure and put your attention on the right things. So listen, you guys, that's really all I have to say, except it is time for you to strengthen your soul. Now, your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. This is the time where you want to, as I said, turn your attention to things that are positive, things that are going to uplift you, things that will inspire you, things that will put you on track for the life that you've always wanted. You know, I've had, I've never been fired from a job, but I've had contracts that weren't renewed because the funding wasn't there. So I've had different things like that. And of course, the real estate market crashed. So my business crashed right along with it. So I've been through a lot of those different types of storms. And I can tell you the key. So I'm speaking from experience. So the key to getting out of any storm is to put your attention on what you want, not to become so engrossed in what is. So to wrap your mind around the fact that it isn't going right. Put your attention on what's going right. That's not just some positive thinking concept. That's a biblical concept. Call those things that be not as though they were. Paul tells us to think of whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's just. He says to think on these things. And so start thinking on what's right. Use your right thinking to take control of your life. Use your right thinking to prepare and plan a more solid future. Use your right thinking to inspire yourself or to call on your discipline so that you can start taking action. If you are in a situation and you're not excited about it, financially or otherwise, find out what right thinking you should adopt in that situation. And when you do that, things are going to work out just fine for you. Listen, as I said, today is a very short show, but I wanted to say something to you guys about this whole government shutdown and about taking control of your life. It is time that we start taking responsibility for our lives. See, here's the thing. And I know I said I was going to stop talking, and I am, but I have to say this. Here's the thing. When people start taking control and exercising power in areas where perhaps they shouldn't, then you know what? That's because they're allowed to get away with that. Think about it. Have you noticed that things are getting worse? The more the media fuels the fire of the politicians, they fan these flames. They turn into something worse because they're not speaking anything good. They speak doom and gloom because that's how they make their money, you guys. Don't let that happen to you. If you must listen to something upbeat, listen to something informative, educational, inspiring. Oh, wait, that would be Designing Your Life Today. But not just my podcast. There are several others out there also where they are providing you with information and education that will help you to take your life to the next level, that will help you to overcome whatever situation you're in at this point in time. Put your attention on where you want to be and start mapping out a plan to get there. Use this time to plan the best for your life. Think about this. If everybody starts planning toward their best or looking towards their best and planning for the best and working for the best, I promise you the energy will shift. It's how we're made. See, you don't have to believe it, but just give it a shot and see what happens. Try it for 30 days and see how things work out. Put your mind on something very concrete, something solid for your life, something that you always wanted to do, and connect with those people who can help you get there and start making it happen. This is the time for you to pay attention to your own life, take control of your own success, and really feel like you're in control by taking control. Hey, you guys, listen, that's all I have for you today. I want you to enjoy this wonderful Wednesday. And by the way, what makes it so wonderful is the fact that you are here and you have the ability and you are super capable of doing life with power.